Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Joe Biden campaigned in Georgia today for the first time since the primary. While it's been a Republican stronghold for two decades, polling this year shows the state as a toss-up. Member station WABE in Atlanta, Emma Hurt has the story.
Biden spoke to people seated in and on several hundred parked cars over the noise of counter-protesters across the street.
If we told you all a year ago, or told those guys out in the street a year ago, how competitive Georgia was going to be, you would have all looked at like one another like you're crazy.
4 years ago, neither President Trump nor Hillary Clinton visited the state after the primary, and Trump has visited three times since the summer. More than just electoral college votes are at stake. Georgia also has two Senate races.
I can't tell you how important it is that we flip the United States Senate. There's no state more consequential than Georgia in that fight.
3 million ballots have already been cast in Georgia, nearly double the total early votes in 2016. For NPR News, I'm Emma Hurt in Atlanta.
With the election a week away, President Donald Trump is engaging in something of a full-court press in the Midwest today. Trump appearing at events in three states, starting with an appearance at a cold, rain-soaked rally in Lansing, Michigan. Most polls show Trump now trailing rival Joe Biden in that state, which he narrowly won as part of his 2016 victory. Then it was on to West Salem, Wisconsin for another campaign appearance.
7 days from now, we are going to win this state, and we are going to four more incredible years in the White House. Thank you.
Trump took aim at the state's Democratic governor, Tony Evers, who's publicly criticized Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Meanwhile, Wisconsin is recording its highest ever single-day coronavirus case count. As Marty Michelson from member station WUWM in Milwaukee reports, the surge has prompted Governor Tony Evers to urge people to voluntarily shelter in place.
Numbers have been climbing in Wisconsin for a couple of weeks, but reached an all-time high Tuesday of more than 5,200 new cases and 64 deaths from COVID-19. Governor Tony Evers stopped short of requiring a stay-at-home order and instead urged residents to resume practices from earlier this year when a mandate was in place. He asked people to only leave their homes if it's essential, such as to pick up a prescription or grab groceries. The Wisconsin Supreme Court overturned Evers' mandatory stay-at-home order in May, ruling it unlawful and unenforceable. For NPR News, I'm Marty Michelson in Milwaukee.
Drug maker Pfizer, which is among the companies in a race to develop a coronavirus vaccine, says it is tweaking its timeline somewhat in terms of when it expects to know whether its experimental two-dose shot actually works. Pfizer execs have said they expected to have data from a 44,000-person study by the end of this week, but say it will be more likely next week. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 222 points. This is NPR. In Northern California, fierce winds have subsided, allowing Pacific Gas and Electric to begin restoring power after the year's largest safety shutoff to prevent sparking wildfires. KQED's Raquel Maria Dillon reports no major fires broke out during the storm.
PG&E is working to restore electricity to about 345,000 customers who were without power during the worst windstorm of the year. Crews and aircraft are inspecting lines to make sure it's safe to turn the power back on. In Napa County, Public Works Director Stephen Lederer says roads and infrastructure didn't sustain too much damage.
I expect it's probably because we've removed a number of trees following the LNU, the Hennessy fire, and the glass fire. This turned out better than expected, something I've not been able to say this year very many times.
Forecasters predict calm weather through the weekend, but no rain to end the wildfire season. For NPR News, I'm Raquel Maria Dillon in Oakland.
A mega multi-billion dollar deal in the fast-consolidating world of computer chip manufacturing. Advanced Micro Devices announcing today it intends to buy Xilinx in a $35 billion combination, which would merge two of Silicon Valley's major chip companies. An abundance of Zoom meetings, more online orders, and upgrades for companies dealing with people working from home have increased the pace of mergers and buyouts in the industry. Last month, NVIDIA said it would buy the company Arm Holdings for $40 billion. Crude oil futures prices diverged from stock somewhat today. Oil up just over a dollar a barrel. It'll settle at $39.57 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.